If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, best-selling authors of Lists That Save My Business and founders of Experience Pros University, are inspiring you to get your business right. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We're here to remind you that small business is big business. And your business is our business. And where do you turn for revolutionary news in the business sector?
Let me think. Where would I go for revolutionary news in the business sector?
The keyword is revolutionary.
Oh, well, no. You don't get to say that you bring revolutionary news.
Oh, no. I wasn't suggesting for a moment that I would bring revolutionary news. However, I will report revolutionary news out of North Korea.
They have revolutionary news?
That's right. Pyongyang says that they have announced, or they're announcing that they have achieved a major scientific breakthrough, a suave liquor that produces no hangover.
No hangover. So like a whiskey or like a vodka kind of thing that you can drink it and no hangover?
They have altered the recipe for ginseng-based Koryo liquor. I don't know what
that is. Is it liquor or is it liqueur?
Liquor.
It might be a liqueur.
Liqueur has an E in it in the English language.
Yeah, but this is
liquor. Oh. Right.
Is it a liqueur?
Charlie, please get Kim Jong-un on the phone. We need to know, is it liqueur or is it just liquor? It's hangover free. So,
And why, and like, do we really call it liquor? Like, you know, we call it like a whiskey or a vodka or...
No, it's liquor. Mm-hmm. That's the umbrella that goes over it. Huh. You can ask me. I've been liquoring for a long time. The report says researchers found that hangover was eliminated by using, get this, the boiled and scorched glutinous rice instead of sugar to cover the bitter taste of the ginseng.
Oh, so it's not gluten-free.
It's ginseng. What the hell's wrong with these people in Korea? They're drinking ginseng. At least they're not forgetting anything.
Well, they're not forgetting anything, and they have no ill effects from drinking their liquor.
Liquor. You don't like the word liquor. Is that striking you as odd today?
It is. It is. It just sounds so, yeah, liquor.
That's what we like to do.
I want my liqueur.
Liquor.
My liqueur.
Just saying. Hey, you have a...
What are you just saying?
Do you have a giant cat? Nothing. Changing subjects. Do you have a giant cat? In San Jose. No, but often I've thought about...
You're being, you're like flying really close. I can tell.
No.
I can totally tell.
No.
Look at that little twinkle in your eye. You are flying really close.
No. In San Jose, California, cat owner Colleen Pizarev has, or it might be Pizarev, I don't know, has grown used to concerned neighbors approaching her front door to inform her of a wild animal at home.
What?
So she owns a 27-pound Maine Coon. can't make this up.
Is that a raccoon?
No.
No.
It's a big-ass cat that looks like a bobcat.
A 27-pound cat.
Yeah, look at it. It's reading the news.
It is gigantic.
It's 27 pounds.
It's gigantic.
It looks exactly like a bobcat.
Okay, so
except it's got a long tail.
So the neighbors are concerned because it looks like there's a bobcat in the neighborhood.
Right.
Okay.
He likes to spend his days looking out the window, which is where the problems begin.
Right. People can see him.
One person chastised me for having a wild animal in the house.
But he's not running the neighborhood. He's an indoor cat.
He's an indoor cat.
All right, but they can see him out the window.
Right.
And why is this a problem? Why is this revolutionary news?
No. The revolutionary news, we go back to Pyongyang with Kim Jong-un in North Korea, where scorched glutinous rice contains essential amino acids.
Eric won't drink it because it's ginseng. What's that? Kombucha.
Kombucha.
You won't even drink kombucha.
That stuff's nasty.
No, but it's like.
I actually had some of it.
Free alcohol.
No, it is not.
It isn't?
No, it is not. It is fermented.
Well, what do you think liquor is?
That's the main ingredient in the recipe.
Fermented something. Not fermented loogies.
It is. It's nasty.
All right.
So
that's all the
news.
Revolutionary news that Eric could find. And
hey,
share
look,
this morning.
If your neighbor, that girl across the street, has a huge cat, don't call the police. Go and see if you can pet it. That's what I would do.
Okay.
It's an indoor cat.
Okay. That's Eric's humor for today. That's all we're going to get. We're going to turn him off now. We're going to move over to business tips and insights, and we're going to see if we can somehow recover from this segment in any type of professional mannerisms, except that Mel is giggling out of his seat and can hardly contain himself. Mel and Bobby Sue Bowman from Bowman HVAC.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Just here to bring the news.
Trying to not jump in there with you.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on?
I now know who is going to be my co-host. If ever I have to be out, Mel, you're welcome.
Yeah,
you're
right in there. You absolutely fit the mold.
And he kept it a lot better than I would have.
I'm just reporting the news.
It's because of my daggers, staring at him.
I have been hit before.
All right. Mel and Bobby Sue Bowman, Bowman HVAC, one of the fastest growing heating and air conditioning companies in the state of Colorado, offering the very best in customer service. What's our business tip this week?
This week, we're going to talk about budgeting, and nobody ever wants to talk about it.
You just said the B word.
I know. I did. I said the long B word.
Whoa.
Nobody ever really wants to talk about money, but it is so, so important as a small business owner to make sure that you have your reins on your money.
Absolutely. and don't you think it should start with you getting paid first?
Yes. Ms. Felicia Jones, who is a budgetologist, who's also on the Extreme Customer Service Directory.
Keep up with Mrs. Jones.
Keep up with Mrs. Jones. Yes, she talks about how important it is to pay yourself. And we've been working with her for the past, I don't know, a few months, and she has been fantastic. And we're getting to the point where we can actually start paying ourselves.
Nice.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I remember when we hit that mark, we were working with a business coach and we had not been. And he's like, you have to. And I thought, there's no way. But it sure feels nice when you get paid for what you do, right?
Yes. You don't have an expensive hobby. You have an actual business.
Right.
Which is the difference.
All right. So as you make your budget, what are some things that you're including in a budget? And what are some things that maybe you've learned to say that doesn't belong in my business budget?
You need to. A lot of people forget to include in their budget. Like if they go out networking and that, let's say they buy a glass of wine or whatever, they forget to put that in their budget. And it's kind of a rude awakening for us right now. I'm like, hold on. What? No, we can't be spending that much money. And we're realizing that we need to cut back a bit because we were spending a little bit more than we should have.
Right.
Too much kombucha.
Yeah. I love kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not just us, you know, whenever you're out with people that you're networking with and you want to be, you know, you want to give them a drink.
Sure.
You want to give them an appetizer.
Right.
You want to, you know, spend a little bit of money on them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do that, but don't do it for 10 people all at once.
Yeah.
And if it's in the budget, right? If you know, okay, this is a piece of it. I knew somebody who they had an allotted part of their marketing budget was their coffees you know, taking, you know, buying, picking up drinks and taps, you know, at different events. But that was in their budget, and they and felt that that was a very effective use of their marketing budget.
Yes,
right.
And that's exactly it. You just have to make sure that you do have it in the budget. You need to make sure that you are, and you're sticking within that budget, that you're not saying, oh, it's okay. No, it's not okay. You need to make sure that you stick within that and make sure that you're taking care of what you need to take care of.
And remember that you get 50% of that back if you claim it.
Yes.
You know, it depends on you. Again, therein lies another call. You've got a budgetologist. Now you need a
CPA,
Or at the very least an accountant to help your CPA. And so, you know, that's a great tip. And budgeting is such a critical and well often overlooked part of owning a business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good reminder for all of us.
And if you're just starting off your business, if you this should be one of the very first things that you do, set up a budget, because it's something that we did not do when we first got in. We just kind of, okay, let's spend money here and let's spend money there, and it ended up.
Your story is just like.
It's like so everybody else's. But the nice thing about being a business owner and an entrepreneur is the ability to go and create the revenue to match that budget.
Absolutely.
So I think at home, we're kind of tapped out, right? We can't, you know, we can't ever pour more into our home budget, right? Mm-hmm. But in our business budget, we have the ability to grow and expand and create more revenue, which is pretty exciting.
Folks, give us a phone number that people can call if they need their heating or air conditioning taken care of.
Area code 303-622-6502. That's 303-622-6502.
And you can find them online at BowmanHVAC.com. That's Bowman, BowmanHVAC.com. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks
really
for having
enjoy
us.
It.
You bet. More positive business talk. Got a great show lined up for you just ahead. Don't go anywhere. For the archives of this and every other show, you can find it at ExperiencePros.com. Back after these messages.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
We paid less for Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for taking time out of your business day to join us for ours. Very nice to have you along. All right. You want a sales team that actually goes out and sells, and yet no one is ever as enthusiastic about your brand or product or service as you are.
Oh, that's true.
What do you do?
You know, we talk a lot about word-of-mouth marketing here and creating that those brand ambassadors that will outdo your sales team. And I think many of us have probably used or have seen the phrase, we love referrals.
Love referrals.
Absolutely. But do you have an actual referral process? Do you think you could turn some of those casual connections into an effective sales team? Well, we brought in our expert, Eli Delaney, from Your Marketing University. You can find him online at yourmarketinguniversity.com. And a regular contributor host here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Eli, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to come join you guys again.
Eli, very nice to have you with us. Let's start with the definition of casual connections. Are we talking about the girls I find on Match.com?
Not quite, although it could be, I suppose.
I don't see many of them cheerleading for me after that first date.
We don't have time to go into that one.
All right. Okay.
Here's the situation is we meet so many people. We're out networking. We have clients that come in and talk to us, whether it be in a retail store or we meet them at their place or whatever. But we have all these people that we meet, but those are more like casual connections. How do we actually turn them into people who are advocates for us and love to actually give us referrals as opposed to when it just happens to be across their mind?
So you're suggesting that this is not just pie in the sky, but it's actually possible to go to a networking event, meet somebody, and through a process that you're about to reveal to us, they're going to market us?
Definitely. And the big kicker is it's not just them marketing us, but it's a mutual relationship. Mm. So one of the biggest things that we have to always make sure we're looking at is how do we build a relationship where it's a win-win-win. And a win-win-win is, obviously, I'm in it to grow my business and make sales, so I'm going to win that way. But I want the person who is sending me business to win because of the fact that they're going to, A, have goodwill towards their customers, the people they send to us, because, you know, if you have a bad relationship, the person who referred you is never going to refer you again. And so you always want to make sure that's going on because you want them to look like a superstar. Then also something a lot of times people don't think about is the fact that you can also pay those people. And I tend to do that with our business. We have affiliates. So basically I'm happy to pay for affiliates. And then, of course, the third person is the customer. The customer has to know I didn't have to go look for somebody online or on Google or those big ugly yellow books we used to have. I know I have a trusted resource that will take care of me.
You know, and I think, Eli, we all think that our customers will. Like, if we do a good job, they will go and share us with others. But these days, people are so busy. There's so much going on. And we're not always top of mind. Are there things that we can do about being more intentional about helping them send more referrals our way?
Yeah, and that's the big kicker, is because we've all heard that phrase, we love referrals, but it's turned into almost a platitude. It's just a word that's out there. Of course, we all love referrals. Every one of us that's in business wants referrals.
Right.
I don't know anybody who doesn't. The problem is that everybody lives in their own little ADD world and forgets about us because they have their own things going on, and we're all that way. And so what you have to do if you want to get out there and actually be conscious about it is, number one, look at who the best referral partners are for you. And one of the best ways to do that is to just sit down and look at, okay, who serves the same clients that I do?
Sure.
So one that's a great relationship, been around forever, is a carpet cleaner and a dry cleaner, because both of them are not competing, but they have the same type of client. Somebody who takes their clothes in for dry cleaning generally also really cares what their house looks like, and they're much more likely to get carpet cleaning at the same time. So that kind of relationship, maybe like a print shop and an IT company. You know, they're not competing, but they serve the same kind of people. And so if you can first look at that and then look at, okay, how can we cross-promote each other on a regular basis? And that's the easiest way to do it, is look at two or three people that you can sit down with and say, okay, how can we actually actively do this?
Sure. All right. Let me jump into your conversation a little bit about affiliates, because the definition, as I understand, an affiliate partner is, if you refer somebody to me and they do business with me, I'll kick back a little thank you, a payment of some sort to you.
Right.
Does that not dilute the value of the referral? Doesn't the customer sit there and say, are you just referring me because you're going to get $100?
Here's the situation, is that you want to find affiliates that are going to be good people to begin with. And of course, you need to make sure your services are awesome. And so by doing that, maybe somebody is more likely to promote you because of the fact that they're going to get paid. But as long as it's a great service, the customer really isn't going to care. The customer's going to care if you referred them to somebody who they got paid and the service was awful.
Sure.
Or they got overcharged or something. And so it's really funny, because a lot of times I've had people that I've said, you know what, I do have an affiliate program. I'm happy to pay you if you send people my way. And these people will be like, oh, no, don't worry about it. Just take care of my customers. And I'm cool with that. But then I'll turn around and I actually give them a check anyway. And all of a sudden I have more referrals coming in. So look at it as the positive, is yes, that person is going to be more motivated to send you business because you're paying that referral fee. But that's good for everybody, because they make money, you get more customers, and you get to help more customers. And those customers are going to get a better service, obviously, from you. Now, obviously, it boils down to you holding up your end of the bargain to begin with. But once you do that, it's great, because people might say that they're not motivated by money, but unfortunately they are, or I don't even really say unfortunately. I mean, unfortunately they want to be able to, you know, pay their bills easier or make a little extra money this month. And if they can do it and know that the person they're sending this person to is going to do an awesome job for them, it's a win situation for everybody.
You know, and it does become, and I think that's the piece, Eli, that you're bringing to the table, is how do we make this a win situation for everybody?
Right.
How do we encourage the behavior over and over again? You know, actually, we had a conversation not too long ago with somebody who said she's in the greeting card industry, and she was noticing that she doesn't get a thank you when she refers somebody a possible new client, or how very rarely that happens. And so you're being very intentional. And Eli, this is the piece that why we bring you on the show.
Absolutely.
Is you take something that we could easily be doing every single day, and you just, you know, you tweak it and improve it a little bit so that we can actually use it to grow our business. How do people get involved with Your Marketing University?
Just go to yourmarketinguniversity.com. You can find out information about any of our training courses, programs. Of course, you can connect with me in social media. Look up my name, Eli Delaney. I'm very, very easy to find on social media sites. And by the way, if you connect with me in the social media sites, send me a message and say, hey, I heard you on the Experience Pros radio show.
Love that.
That always really makes a huge difference for me, especially because I get about 10 connections on each platform a day at least. So that makes you stand out. So I'd love to connect with anybody listening.
There you go. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. You can find him at Eli Delaney. And Eli, we're so grateful for your time on the show today.
Well, thank you, guys. It's always a pleasure to be here.
All right. Folks, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to tackle some of those social media questions you might have right here on the Experience Pros Radio Show, the official home of positive business talk.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpas today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpas, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio. The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. We're very thankful that you've taken time out of your business day to join us for hours. Social media.
Do you remember when everybody thought it was a fad?
I do. I remember when I thought it was
a fad. Do you remember? This was years and years and years ago.
Uh-huh.
Probably 7 or 8 years ago. And I say years and years and years.
Right.
Eons ago. 7 or 8 years ago. We're at a networking event. And somebody asks us if we're on Facebook, you know, if we're doing this Facebook thing.
Heck no. We don't want our
ex-boyfriends,
exes.
Yeah, ex-girlfriends, you know, yeah. People we went to school with. We don't want to be found by them. We don't want to be stalked by them.
Right.
Of course, we were completely naive to what the tool was and how to use it. And, you know, and so Eric and I had all these conversations about it, and we said, no. We are not going to do that.
And they looked across the table at us, two Johns looking across the table, that was their names, their first name, and said, you guys are never going to get it right.
And here we were at the time kind of trending in what was, how to grow business and how to stay connected, relationship marketing and all that. We were kind of, why are you shaking your head now?
We were. Absolutely.
And so a couple of days later, maybe a week and a half later, I'm doing something on my phone or something. And Eric says, oh, did you sign up for
that? You did. You signed up without telling me you were going to sign up. We had a united front.
We did. We had made a pact. And I had signed up.
And you do it to this day every time.
What are you talking about?
We sit there and say, yeah, we're never going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. And then I look up and find out that you did that.
Well, I checked into it.
Who signed up for another Wikipedia this week?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you got added to one.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, anyways, I don't know what you're talking about, but we'll get back to
that. You're famous.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I checked it out. You know, so Eric and I, we have some really good ideas. And I think a lot of times we make decisions based on, you know, our history and things that we've researched and all of that. But this was an opportunity or, something that we had not researched and we didn't know anything about. And so we checked it out. But you do know that right now, 71% of the U.S. population is on Facebook. 71%.
I think that's an understatement. I think it's probably more than that, but maybe 30% is, you know, kids under 12. I don't know.
Right. 1 in 5 internet page views is a Facebook page.
I believe that.
There are 500 million people on Twitter.
Right.
Half of all social media users check their feed at least once a day.
Slackers.
Oh, my goodness.
Slackers.
Right. Once a day?
Once a couple minutes.
And 1 in 4 people say they use the social media to inform themselves on purchasing decisions.
I agree with that. I do that as well.
Right? And so it has changed the marketing environment profoundly and very quickly, because I'm saying eons and eons ago, I'm talking 7 years ago, we weren't using this.
Yeah, let's put this in perspective for those of you who are our age. It took 38 years before 50 million people gained access to a radio.
Oh my goodness, 38
right?
years.
It took television 13 years to reach that same 50 million people. Instagram took a year and a half to achieve those same numbers. And continues to be the most widely adopted social media platform, with almost 30% of the U.S. population now using it.
Right. And we're using it on our mobile devices. Right. We all are attached. We have probably a smartphone and a tablet that we are checking in and using it.
So what's a marketer to do?
Right.
If you're like most marketers, you've had varying results with various social media. You need to know how to use it, and you need to know how to find that kind of success that you're looking for. Well, Webolutions, our good friends over at Webolutions, have come up with a decent 3-point list, if you will, of how to fix some of your social media marketing questions.
And their number one thing is, don't be annoying.
Stop it.
Right? And I thought that was really funny because, you know, here as marketers, we want to get our message out. And so we do it over and over again, and we're pushing it out, even though it's a pull economy, right? The information is out there, and customers go and pull it when they're ready.
Roughly 70% of your content should be that value add that people will find informative or helpful, relevant, maybe even interesting. And then you can sprinkle in a 30% of your content that's promotional, that you know, gives people links to come into your sales process.
Right. So think about this. If you had 10 different posts, you know, two different posts each day of the week, 5 days a week, seven of them, right, are those value-added content, information, relevant, funny, educational, things that people would want to share, and only 3 of 10 of those posts are links to your site or your blog or something promotional.
The second point is every platform is different, and you need to treat them as such. Facebook is not the same as Twitter, therefore should not be linked to Twitter.
Right?
Because you can't use them in the same way.
Yeah, so you know, so here you go over to Hootsuite, right, and you schedule all these posts, and it's going to go to Facebook, it's going to go to Twitter, it's going to go to Instagram, it's going to go, and it's the same message.
No, the good news is you can change up the message, you can change up the thing, and you can use Hootsuite for it, but that requires separate posts. Instagram is not Pinterest.
Right?
People.
They say
Pinterest is a girls' network.
It is. Pinterest is about a compelling visual. So think pictures, right?
Instagram is also.
Right.
But they're not the same.
No, they are not the same. And Twitter is about 140 characters and all about hashtags. On Instagram, you use captions to tell your story visually. But make sure you use them judiciously, just like on Twitter. You can still deliver the overall message, but the actual way that you're crafting your story and presenting it are what's profoundly different. So thinking about the pre-scheduling, which is good. We need to get better at that. We're live tweeters and posters here.
It's true.
At Experience Pros.
None of that prefab.
I know. And we have the experts trying to help us and teach these old dogs a little new trick on pre-scheduling and getting things out in advance.
All right. I'm going to channel my inner Eddie Murphy. You ready?
Okay.
Mobile, mobile, mobile. Mobile, mobile, mobile. Mobile is the key.
That's Eddie Murphy?
If you didn't see the movie, you wouldn't understand.
Which movie?
That one with Eddie Murphy.
I guess I missed that one. Or I've blocked it out.
Mobile.
Mobile, mobile, mobile. All right. We live in the world of smaller screens, right? Limited attention spans. Right? When are people scrolling through social media while they're waiting for something else to happen?
While they're sitting on the toilet.
Oh, yeah, like I said, while waiting for something else to happen.
Just saying. Let's call it what it is, people.
But, you know, you're in the car, you're in a waiting room, you're in line, you're, you know, somewhere you are waiting for something else to happen. So you're just there in little snippets. So make sure that, you know, whatever you're posting and whatever medium you're using translates over mobily. They say, for example, understand that Facebook scales images in the news feed to cut off the side. So make sure you leave room if you're putting a message or a headline in the photo. We're not going to see that on our smaller devices. They say also if you're showing images that contain text, make sure you make the text big enough to be legible on the small screen. So I'll tell you, I got my new smartwatch.
Yeah.
And that afternoon, getting the watch, I thought I made the biggest mistake I'd ever made.
Couldn't read it.
I couldn't read it. I didn't know I needed glasses. I now have reading glasses. Thank you very much, Mr. Smartwatch. But you can actually change.
I was going to say, you can change the size of the font.
You can change the size of the font.
Yeah, you can read one half of a word
but,
at a time.
You know, we're all just getting older, and the font needs to be larger. Eric and I were emceeing at an event this weekend.
Oh, boy.
And the
bios.
The bios. The bios were long and like an 8-point font. And Eric and I are both looking at each other going, you want to read that?
I got nothing.
We've got to read this on stage in front of everybody.
I rewrite one of them so that I could read it.
So he could read it.
All right. Hey, listen, here's some other cool tips that you want to know as far as your social goes. Some strategies for 2016. First of all, you're seeing it already. Real-time raw updates through live streaming. Facebook's new live option. You see people start, you know, you get the notifications. One of your friends is now live, right? That's going on. Use that. Video is king. Second of all, build your channels. Build those social media channels that people will use. We use Facebook very much. We use Twitter some. We use LinkedIn some. And we use YouTube a lot. So build those channels. Know where your viewers are. And finally, your viewers, your audience, they are king and queen.
Ooh, I like being the king and the queen.
No, your audience is the king and the queen.
Oh.
You serve them. It is your pleasure.
Well, right, right. But that means I am the audience of somebody else, so I am the king and queen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So not only...
You are, yes. Crown for you.
Yes, right? Because I'm somebody else's audience.
Columbia! Just saying. You can have that crown. But when somebody's looking at you, mm-hmm. I'm taking it off.
Right, exactly. This is what I'm saying. We're the king and queen.
You said that?
I did.
Okay.
Didn't I?
We're in complete agreement.
I don't think we are.
Columbia!
No, I don't. You lost me.
Oh, that was a great... If I have to explain my jokes to you, then I'm just working too hard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okie dokie. All right, folks, we do have more positive business talk just ahead. Remember, this is your one-stop station for positive business talk. For the archives of this and every other program that we do, you can simply go to experiencepros.com, click on the radio tab, click the archives button, and have a heyday that's searchable by keyword. You can find what you're looking for at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the
lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
The experienced pros want to help you get your business right. Have you joined the revolution? Visit meetup.com/therevolution and become a business revolutionary. And now, back to Eric and Angel on the Experienced Pros Radio Show.
Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
All right, so when you're saying Columbia, I'm thinking you're trying to do an Eddie Murphy impression a movie, and I didn't put it together.
My earlier impression was Eddie Murphy of the Hercules.
Yeah, but when you said Columbia... was when she got
Steve Harvey.
Taken away. And yeah. I was trying to place the movie.
Sometimes my humor is a little much.
Sometimes? Yeah. All right, let's talk about some top content marketing trends and challenges. Because if you are like us and most folks in business, we have a love-hate relationship with content marketing, do we not? Mm-hmm. Right? We know we need it. We've got to put it out there.
We love having content.
Right? We do. But is it really, we don't really have an effective plan for it. They say that content marketing is a relatively new discipline, and many marketing departments haven't fully made the organizational pivot required for content marketing excellence. Mm. Here's some of the challenges. Lack of resources or unclear ownership. 50% of businesses have no dedicated staff to manage their content marketing programs, which makes content creation and distribution yet another time-consuming task on top of your already stressed resources.
And the other 50% of that is that you probably don't belong writing that content.
Right? The person who is doing it should not. Lack of clear strategy.
I agree with that.
Only 32% of businesses claim to have a documented content marketing strategy in place, and those organizations with strategy have significantly higher confidence in their effectiveness.
And then finally, maybe you've got it all down and dialed in, but there is simply a volume of web content exploding. The increases in availability of all content. The internet's growing.
It is growing. And just because the content marketing piece is difficult, it doesn't mean that marketers are giving up. 76% of survey respondents say they will produce more content in 2016 because the data suggests that it delivers. Here's how it delivers. Companies with 51 to 100 website pages, so 50 to 100 website pages, generate 48% more traffic than those with less than 50. That's a lot.
Right.
B2B and B2C companies, so business-to-business and business-to-consumer companies, with 100 to 200 website pages generate 5 times more leads than with those under 50.
Now, lest you sit there and hear what Angel just said and go, I need to make more pages, not without a content strategy, because more is just more unless you have a strategy for why you need more.
Right. Here's another more stats.
Please, go ahead.
The companies with 50 to 100 Twitter followers generate 106% more traffic than those with under 25 Twitter followers.
Wow.
So you can extrapolate that out.
All right.
And then companies that cross over 1,000 Facebook likes and Facebook fans see a 185% increase in traffic, almost 200% increase in traffic if you've crossed over the 1,000 Facebook likes.
All right. So that's your foundation right there. Now, think about this. If you were to blog, just blog, I don't know, twice a month, you will generate 70% more leads than those who don't do that simple two blogs a month.
Wow.
70% more leads.
Right.
What does that mean to you? Could that be a game changer for you? If you don't know how to blog, if you're not a writer, gosh, we've got some. We know some. We can help you.
Absolutely. So they want to, so if you're going to do some shifting, of course, you know, it's not about quantity. It still is about quality.
The shift happens.
Right. So you need to be more focused on better repurposing of existing content and ideas. And they say, given the increased difficulty in getting viewership, businesses need to maximize visibility on one theme before moving on to the next.
I agree with that. And you know, I'm big on that repurpose thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about that all the time, taking what you're already doing. Maybe you've written an ebook, or maybe you've written a blog. Break it down into its various parts. Each of those paragraphs, probably if you're a decent writer, is a separate subject that you can send and repurpose as a post on a social media site.
Right. And using it over and over again in different places. You know, if you're going to put something out there once, you're going to create it, don't let it just be a one and done. What a flash in the pan.
Right.
Right. Find new ways to repurpose it, reuse it. Find other sites that it can go on, but change it up enough so that it looks different and it appeals to the different platforms that you're using it on.
Make sure that you have an emphasis on visual content. People are watching what you're putting out there, and if it's got pictures or motion, like video, you are ahead of the game.
I know, all the fun video stuff that's happening now on social media and how easy it is to use video. You're getting far more engagement, far more views, comments, interaction, and shares, which is what we're all looking for, right?
You bet, sure.
We want people to share it. We don't want them to just use it themselves. We want them to take it and take it out into their sphere of influence.
All right, so break it down into terms for those of us who have a website.
Break it down to you.
The average website conversion? Just 2%.
Right.
And I mean, that's startling.
Nothing, right. That's nothing. And if you've only got 20 people coming to visit you, right, this is not exciting.
Personalized web experiences drive an average increase of 20% in sales. So personalize it. It's all about the experience.
Right. And there's a lot of things that can be done these days with personalized landing pages and tags and you know, with the cookies when people have come back to visit
yes.
you, that you can actually create a lot more personalization. 35% of Amazon's revenue is generated by that recommendation engine.
Yeah. People who looked at this also looked at that.
So think about how do we use that and convert that in our own, you know, in our own system and in our own presence, that sharing what other people are doing, because we want to be a part of something bigger, right? And not just on our own, but if other people are doing that, we want to be on the bandwagon too.
You know, you see all these different things. The more personalized call to action that you get is going to result in a higher conversion rate, sometimes as much as 42% higher conversion rate. So go out and get those calls to action out there. Put a video to it. Involve yourself and give a good personal experience for your client out there visiting your website, and your content will drive your business. Thanks to Jody Martin over at Webolutions for that conversation piece as well. All right, well, gosh, you know, they say time flies when you're having fun. And we have more than our fair share of fun on this program, don't you think?
Yes, we do.
I think so as well. So we're going to take a top-of-the-hour break and then bring you a whole brand-new, completely original hour of positive business talk following that break. Make sure that you do business with the people who do business with the pros. They're the ones who keep us on the air. And we'll be back right after these messages.
This has been the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or visit them on the web at experiencepros.com, facebook.com/experiencepros, and twitter.com/experiencepros.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,